from 2 Tango Mobile.
How are you this afternoon?
You must be on the outskirts of things. You're in and out, but mostly I can read you. Go ahead.
To the house, so I don't know exactly where the line's at, but it gets scratchy real bad over here. Penrose, which is on the outskirts of Bavard.
You live across the line up there, don't you? All right. Well, you're up there a good ways. You're probably in that iffy area. If you go up 26, you can find the iffy area when you get above Highway 11, where Highway 11 crosses, until you get up above Tryon a little bit before you start getting back good into this one. So, anyway, you have a good day?
It wasn't a real productive day, but it was a good day.
Money, it had to be a good day.
It wasn't real productive because I didn't make a lot of money today. It's just one of those days where nothing could come together and where I can't get a lot of stuff. It affected my sales.
Same problem everybody is, I think. And particularly the radio manufacturers. Oh, well, you know, it's what it's going to be. I guess we'll figure out what things are.
The problem I'm having now is you can't get supplies. You can't get things in a timely manner like you need to.
That was all American made, isn't it?
I wish. It's not anymore.
Ah, okay. Yep, that's one of those problems. If it's coming from overseas, you can figure that. Well, I found out something. I'm going to order something the other day that I'm going to order that I need for my barber shopping. And I found out the only place it's made is for a company. There's a company in the U.S. that handles it, but it's made in England. So I'm going to have to make my order, and then it's going to take approximately 3 weeks to get the item in because it's a handmade item, and it's all leather, and it's made over in England. So I may even order me a couple of them just to have an extra one in case I need it.
Going, that's probably not a bad idea.
Yep, and I went to see my doctor today. Was worried about my breathing a little bit the other day, and got through, and they said, well, nothing wrong with my lungs, nothing wrong with my heart other than the little murmur I've had for a long while. My lungs are clear, my breathing is good. So just to make sure everything is good, they're going to give me a stress test next week.
Nothing major, or at least I hope not anyway. Maybe they don't find anything with the stress test.
They did a chest x-ray today and said my lungs are clear. They did a breathing test. They did an EKG, electrocardiogram on me, and all those were just like they were supposed to be. So, I mean, everything was good there. So, to anything, got a motorcyclist up here sitting so close to the center line, yellow, in the middle of an intersection. He's looking around everybody. He's about to get his foot run over.
Quite a few of them doing that throughout the day anymore, sitting right on the yellow line, and I just don't get that. I don't want to be sitting on the other side.
I want to ride one of those little moped-like things, one of the bigger ones, but it was still a moped-type. It wasn't a regular motorcycle. And this was a big boy.
What do you do now?
It's Monday night. It's rehearsal night. And I got barbershop rehearsal tonight. Don't have any next week, but the following week I start having handbells and barbershop on Monday night. So handbells at 6 and barber at 7. So I'm going to leave one a little early and be a little late to the other one. That's the way it's going to be.
Have to accept it, won't they?
Well, yeah, I hate doing that, but, you know, I've been a barbershopper for 18 years now, and I've been ringing handbells, and I've been at the church for 45 years now, where I am. So, it's that almost 45, almost 46 years. So, you know, it's, I'll just make it, I'll make it work some way or another. They'll have to understand. And that's the way it's going to be. I mean, I like doing both, and I'm not, don't want to give up either one, you know.
Yeah, I get that, and sometimes you just got to split your time between the two of them the best you can.
Well, you know, they're going to have to understand, particularly the handbells, because I've been doing the barbershop a lot more, a lot longer, and I'm an officer of the chapter, so I need to be there for a lot of things. And just trying to keep things going, trying to book some other performances for us sometime here in the near future. Get things going and trying to put together a convention for November and dealing with all the newest problems of COVID. You know, like if it's not one thing, it's two, three, four, or five more, you know?
That seems to be the American way now. I just can't get it figured out.
They can't get it figured out. I just think what they figured out is not the right thing, you know.
Either that or they're intentionally doing it, one or the other.
I got a guy with a trailer loaded with all kinds of scaffolding-type ladders and things like that, things set up in one lane, and then the lane in front of me is a flatbed, and he's got a car on it, right? You know, I don't know what's wrong with it or where he's taking it, but it looks like it's kind of rusted and red and dirty, so it's been sitting somewhere for a long while.
See, I doubled with you there to start whatever you said.
Don't worry, it wasn't anything important.
It's 8-7-3s, I'm almost home now, so you have a safe trip on into your rehearsal. And enjoy, have fun, and this is KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, well, we'll catch you later. You have a good one. Have a good evening. Relax, get comfortable, be ready for tomorrow. Talk to you later. W2T Mobile. W2T Mobile.